Hello?
Hey, Rogelio, this is Dan Nelson with Local Splash, Google Guarantee Department.
Oh, okay. How's it going?
Another day in paradise, brother. How you doing today?
Good. I was just giving you guys a 5-star review.
Thank you. Appreciate that, man.
Yeah, I spoke with April. She reached out to me.
She's awesome.
My Google, yeah, she's pretty attentive, and she reaches out and follows up, and I really appreciate that. I just went through some bullshit with my business Google profile being suspended.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was suspended for 2 weeks.
Wow.
So she helped me, and Local Splash helped me, and it's back online now.
Good to hear
so
that,
I'm
brother.
Giving you guys a 5-star review. She asked me if I would mention her, so I am.
Appreciate that, man. That's amazing.
Yeah.
That's amazing. So she mentioned too about Google Guaranteed. You had some questions on that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, for sure.
So I spoke to you a little while back. If I remember correctly, so let me take a look at the notes real fast. Hold on.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So you used Google Guaranteed in the past, right? With another company?
One time. Yeah.
Okay. Did they create like, was your Google Guaranteed profile active?
It was active for approximately about 3 days, and still they started overcharging me and charging me over $100 per dead leads, so I canceled.
Okay.
But they did have me live for about 3-4 days, I remember.
Okay. And this was Google Guaranteed, so like local service ads, right? You're not talking about like Angie Leads, Thumbtack, Networks, any of those?
No, it was Google Guaranteed. I had the badge, and I was number one on Google.
Okay. So do you have access to the CID? It's called a CID. It's basically your Google Guaranteed profile.
So let me see here. I recently filled out a form with all my information, my social security, birth date, so they could do a background check.
Okay. Yep.
And that came through. Let me see if I have a number for that. It was called, let me see, who did it?
It should be Pinkerton or Evident that did the background check.
It was Evident.
Okay. So that's good. So it sounds like you do have access to a CID then. Okay. So what we would need to do is, if you choose for us to manage it for you, we'll walk you through adding us on as manager to the Google Guaranteed CID. So you still own it. We'd manage it. But what is it? Did it approve you or no?
Well, my record's clean except for a DUI in 2019. I'm looking at the background check.
Yeah, DUIs usually you get approved. So I'm not talking about the background check specifically. I just mean the Google Guaranteed profile that you created. So, like, when you go in there, right? Let me go in one right now.
I mean, how would I even access it? I mean, that company managed it for me, so I don't even know how to access it.
Got it. Okay, so you don't have okay, so you probably don't have access to the CID then. Okay, give me a quick second here.
I filled one out with Google Ads. Mm-hmm. The Google Ads one, I filled it out, and then I had to fill out all the information for Evident and all that.
Mm-hmm.
There should be a CID on that one, right?
There should, 100%.
Search.
Let's see. So when I'm logged in right now, it'll show me, like, business verification, leads, policy manager, reports, review, profile and budget, billing. It would be your actual, like, CID that you would log into. Do you have, like, access to that, or is that the company that created it for you?
No, the company created it for me. Like, I went to Google. What is this? How to verify your business. This is Google. Complete verification. Local service ads.
Okay.
Local service ads. Okay, so they're asking for a resubmission. For some reason, they want a resubmission of We can just do it over again. It's not a problem. I mean, I can't find the CID number.
Okay.
So I can forward you guys my contractor's license, my general liability, my workman's comp, everything.
Absolutely. I mean, we can do that. We do that all day, every day, right? But here's the thing. If there's a, and this is what I tried to mention to you last time. So if there's an active Google guaranteed CID, okay, when we go to create one, and CID is just customer ID number, essentially, okay? When we go to create one, Google is going to recognize a duplicate one, right? And it's not going to allow us to activate the Google guaranteed CID, the new one that we create. So usually in that situation, what we do is we have you add us on as manager to it. If you don't have if you don't have ownership of your Google guaranteed, then the company that created it would need to transfer ownership to you. The only other method to do is to ask Google to remove the current one, but it's like pulling teeth. Like the faster, easiest method is getting ownership of your current CID, you know? So you said it was active, right? You passed all the checks. How long ago was that?
That was, I believe, this past August or July.
Okay.
Well, July. No, yeah, it was July.
Okay, it was July. Okay. And it was definitely active. Like, you were getting local service ad leads, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Man, oh, man. Okay. Let me... are you able to contact the company that created it for you to transfer ownership to you? Or what does that look like?
I remember it was, there were some, they had heavy accents. They were obviously from India or something. And, they were scamming me. That's for sure. Yeah. They did put me on there.
Okay.
They're probably guys that worked with Google in the past and did shit on the side because they had access. Because they were charging me over $100 per lead, and that was too much. You know?
So the cost per qualified lead for your vertical is $44 per lead, okay?
Yeah, that's understandable as long as it's a legit lead.
Yeah, well, you only pay when you schedule an appointment or estimate with the lead or if you quote them, right? Those are, like, what's considered a qualified lead through Google. The only reason it would be higher, there's something called max lead budget. So we only turn that on if there's like heavy competition in the area and you're not ranking, right? So max lead budget can be triple the amount of lead. So that's like 44 times 3. So it could be that, right? That may be what they did is set like max lead budget. But you said it was a scam, right? The company you were using?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
It was a scam because they were charging me for dead leads and over $100 per dead lead.
Okay.
If that's not a scam, I mean, shit. I mean, it was.
Okay.
There's people that work internally probably for Google that do. They're making a killing on the side because they have access, you know. And yeah, it was called Quality Resource Group.
Looking
right now on email.
Quality Resource Group. Let me take a look real quick. Resource Group. Okay, I see their website here. Products. This has got to be different. Because this is like signage and displays, Ignite gifts. Yeah, it's got to be different. Okay, so what we can do, we could try to do the application process and create a new CID, right? And hopefully it goes through like flying colors, like it gets approved. If it doesn't, what we have to do without you having access to your current CID, right, we would have to submit a claim to Google to remove the current CID, which, again, it can take a long period of time. You know what I'm saying? So you tell me, I mean, we could attempt to create the new one for you and go that process, or the alternative route is you contact your the one that created the initial CID, and you have them add you as owner to it. If that's not possible, then you would want us to create a whole new CID, essentially.
Let me send them an email.
Okay.
I just found my contact for them.
Okay.
Called CID?
Yes, sir. Customer ID number. What you need them to do is transfer ownership to you.
Okay, I'm going to send this over to him.
Awesome. Yeah, with the Google business profile, it's easy. It's a claim process we do. But with Google Guaranteed, it's a legal pro. Like, we have to submit for them to remove it. So it takes longer going that route. So best case mm-hmm. scenario, they transfer ownership to you, and then we'll walk you through, like, adding us on as manager, and we can get rocking and rolling on it, like, ASAP. We'll probably just have to resubmit your insurance, whatever's pending to for approval, basically. But typically, you don't even have to go through the background check again, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so obviously, it might take them a little time to contact you back. So what I can do...
Let me find his number, and let me just call the...
Yeah, that'd probably be the best route, you know? I'm going to send you over a text with my direct line and extension, too, okay? That way, after you talk to him, just call me directly, or you could even call me, like, on three-way, whatever's easier for you, you know? And we could kind of get it rolling from there. But if they could transfer ownership to you, that would be the best method, you know?
Okay.
Right, let me get you that. Text. I know I sent it to you a while back, but let me just put it on the top of your text. You still have my email too, right? That I sent to you a while back? You want me to resend that?
Yeah, resend it to me.
Yeah, I'll just resend that too, okay? So I'm going to shoot you the text with my direct line. I'll resend the email, but the main thing, call that company and see if they could transfer the CID over to you, okay?
Okay.
All right, brother. All right, and let me know either way how it goes, and that way I could try to escalate, like, because obviously you want Google Guaranteed. It's an amazing platform, but I'm just trying to make a faster way for you. You know what I'm saying? So, All right, let me get this out to you now. Talk to you soon, okay?
All right,
brother.
Thanks.
Bye.
Bye-bye.